Lord, it is our prayer this
morning. That you
will fill this place with your
presence.
Today is our last day in this conference. Lord, we open up our hearts to receive from you everything you have prepared for us. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Begin to touch us now, even as we move forward to the next session. Fill our cups with your presence. Can you lift up your voice for one more minute and speak in the language of the angels? You can speak in tongues if you can. I pray for every man and woman that is here this morning, that they will not leave this place the way they came. But I pray there will be a mighty touch of the Holy Ghost upon their lives in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of heaviness. I break the spirit of delay. In the name of Jesus. And our Holy Spirit, I ask you right now, let your power move and touch their lives in a very mighty way this morning. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus, you are highly exalted. And you are given a name that is above every other name. That is the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. 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 In the name of Jesus. Arise in this place. 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 In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. You need something, Jesus. There is no one like you. You are holy. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are a king. You are our Lord. We worship you. We give you praise. And we give you glory. We sing all the glory and all the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. You can give Jesus a sacrifice of come and shout. Hallelujah. You are made up for sitting in the presence of God. What a beautiful, beautiful day. The Bible says the end of something is better than the beginning. I sense a heavy anointing this morning. I don't know what the Lord is about to do. I don't know what God is about to do. But I know God is about to touch somebody. This is our last day here. And I know there will be a very mighty impartation of the Holy Spirit. I want to bring the word of God. We are laying the foundation for what is going to happen in the impartation service.
Kulikuwa huu mwanamwana
You've been asked to talk about empowerment focus.
Thank you so much, Pastor
Isaiah, for speaking so well yesterday together with Pastor Peter.
Pastor Isaiah, why you know can have you sumba Peter?
Pastor Fede and Pastor Ekapu, you did it so well.
Pastor Fede, Pastor Ekapu, Morambulaina.
You laid a very powerful foundation. You know, sometimes it is very intimidating when a powerful speaker speaks before you. I promise you, I'll try. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
Okay, Mr. Moshema Tayo, Abiri Munana. Matayo, Abiri Munana.
Verses number
18.
I just want to put that as a foundational Bible verse, but I'm going to touch other Bible verses this morning. The verses in the Bible says, then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Look at verses 20, it says, teach them to observe all things I have commanded you, and I will be with you until the end of the age.
Amen.
Now, Jesus,
yes,
had spent 3.5 years with his apostles. And he's about to leave and go back to the Father. But one of the first things that Jesus did, he laid the foundation for them to be able to empower other people around them. He said in verse 20, teach them to observe. Now Jesus is gone.
Yes.
And in John 14, they are beginning to have a conversation. Jesus is telling them that I'm going to the Father.
And yes, I will
make a place for you. And if I will not, if there is no place, then I could have not told you. But they begin to argue among themselves. But Jesus made a promise to them that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Yes, Mama.
He will teach you and remind you the things I taught you when I was with you. Now, in Acts chapter 1, verses number 8, Jesus said, by the Holy Spirit,
yes,
but when you shall receive the power, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you shall be my witness. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, part of the world. In other words, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you shall empower other people. Praise the Lord.
Yes, that's true.
The Holy Spirit was upon them so that they can feel like a senior people in the kingdom. So that they can intimidate other people. But Jesus gave a clear instruction.
Yes,
but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And by receiving the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea,
Samaria,
not for you to feel good, not for you to feel a senior, In Acts chapter 2, in the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, had fully come. The day of the Pentecost had fully come. They were all in one accord. And suddenly, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, suddenly, there come a sound in heaven. Jesus had made a promise for them.
Yes,
the key word here is, I am empowering you. You can empower
us.
Because I will, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, shall be. That is the word of commissioning. That is the word of assignment being put upon your life. When he will come upon you, you shall be my witness. Now the Holy Spirit has come upon them. And the Bible says it was like a lashing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house as they were sitting. And they begin to speak in tongues. I want you to look at this scenario. The Holy Spirit has come upon them. Jesus has fulfilled the promise.
Yes,
but when you go to verses 43 downwards, the Bible says they sat in one house. They were breaking the bread together, doing everything in one accord. They forgot in Matthew 28, verses 19. Glory to the whole world.
Yeah.
Think them to observe the things I taught you. When I am
saved,
the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You shall receive power to do what? To make them disciples. To make them to teach them. To walk them as they do. To put them in practice. To correct them in love. To rebuke them in love. So that they can be like me.
You can learn and resist me. This is what we're going to
do.
They were
breaking the bread together. But the
wood after the prayer, the other side in that prayer, the other one was in the room.
Go to Acts chapter 3.
The
Bible says Peter and Job,
they are
just living a normal life, working and going to the church to
clean
out of the
time.
And then going back to home. In chapter 4, the Bible says the persecution began in the church. The greatest commission was empower them. But God had
established
everything. And in chapter 4, verses number 13.
Chapter 4, verse what?
13. In verses 40, in verses beginning verses 10, they were presented before the elders of the church. And they begin to re-examine them. By whose power did you use to raise this man? Who was sitting on the beautiful gate, the crippled man?
Come on, I guess man and sir. Who is somebody where that who get you?
And in verses 12, they answered. Verses 11, they say, this is the stone which was rejected by the builder, and which became the cornerstone. And they say, now there is no salvation in any. For there is no other name in heaven. Given among men that they shall be saved. When verses that the Bible says, now they saw the boldness of Peter and John. And they perceived that they were uneducated. They have never gone to school. And untrained. But they marveled and realized that they were with Jesus. Because there was a grace upon their life.
Yeah.
somebody today.
The
moment God gave you a call,
there
was a grace upon your life, a grace to empower somebody else. If Jesus empowers you,
and covers
you into the kingdom, this is the person number
one.
God has given us the assignment.
Yes,
to lead the church and make disciples. And here is the second person that God has given the same assignment. Now, our sister here
needs
to empower
people
around
him.
This is the first generation. This is generation number one. She has empowered him. She's discipling him to do what she's doing.
Going
into the whole world and make them disciples. She is not empowering anybody. She's still at home. Generation number four is empowering. So this is the challenge of life. This woman, she's trying to destroy what she has. But Pastor
Wyatt,
she has spent all her life
empowering
this generation. The one she's fighting the
swear,
and the strong army that is
waiting.
She has spent all her time healing and working on her disciples, empowering them and teaching them to do what they are
supposed to do.
But generation number one, she has not made any disciples. When the trouble of life comes,
you have
to bring her down. But the moment her generation is gone,
Are you not that one real?
She's forgotten.
Are you bounced? Are you not?
That is how it is very important to God.
I want you to sit here to the woman that will go in the land of
I said on Tuesday, if perhaps this was the end of her generation,
are you single? No, he didn't even take a look at
the world. The moment she's out of the picture, this generation is gone. So she'll be finished.
And I'm aware.
But the moment when you have other people, even in many years to come, thank you. You will still stand.
Then
I've come to confirm to somebody that God is calling us as the church.
Where are you going to get that?
So that we can empower. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1.
Must not show Matthew 10, you saw her. Matthew, you saw her.
Jesus said,
yes, Solomon.
In verses 10.
Tell me, do you saw Israel, you saw her.
And when he had called the 12 disciples,
but one of the guys is not a man,
to him he gave power.
Is he a worker?
Over unclean spirits. Of an unclean spirit. And to cast them out.
Okay.
And to heal all kinds of sickness. And all diseases. And when you continue reading the same chapter, Jesus sent them out.
Yes,
and he told them, go to. How many times have you ever sat in your church? Let me give you five skills how to empower people. Seven. According to Matthew 10:1, Jesus never feared them.
Yes,
and he was not for so ever intimidated by the ministry. But when you compare these two times, the church of Moses was the most stubborn church.
Because
they
are Musa,
why?
Because
he
never empowered them.
Even his uncle is telling Moses, this job is
going to
kill you.
But
go and elect elders so that they can help you to manage the church. Jesus had the church of
Job. Yes, I
can see Matthew chapter 10, Jesus giving them power even before
they were born again,
because they were born again
under
the
devil.
And he told them, go.
How did that?
Heal the sick.
What is
that?
What is that?
And then when they came back,
what they came back,
there was an enemy before.
Keep on teaching.
Do not focus on some. They understood that they were not educated. They
had
never gone to school. They were unskilled. But the school, the teachers and the elders, the tabernacle, they said, these people, they were in Christ.
But the fact that they are on the air, I want to
say, saying the benediction.
When you have a machine,
and doing everything in the service.
What have machine in the service?
And other people.
Who cares?
We have seen how the generation is growing. Growing the people who are like kind. They look like her. Because she's working to build them and teaching them to do her children. But her generation remained the same generation year after year.
Would you say, remember?
Because she's not. She's not teaching them to do what
they're supposed to do.
Don't give them the direct offer to people to have a chance to serve God. Number three, share your vision clearly to the people that you're leading. The vision that God gave you, it was not your vision. It was God's vision. Through you, I say that again. The vision that God gave you, it was not your vision, it was his vision. Through you, so
don't
say it is my vision, it is my church, it is my calling. Church is the life of Jesus.
You just appear.
If somebody approaches you to let his car.
But
you
don't know
how
to
drive. You believe you drive that car 1 million as a driver.
But you don't know how to drive that car 1 million. You can say something you want. You can say something you want.
If I make you the watchman to be opening my gate when I come in and when I go out.
But you're not going to make watchman.
And you want to go for how many years? That wall will never be your home.
Is your command.
Because you are basically a caretaker. And that's why the Bible says that we are stewards.
But it's
enough, and what God has given us, it is not ours, it is his.
But this way, we are blessed in India, we are in India, we are in India.
So we are here.
We are in India.
So share your vision.
There
are pastors that their members, they don't even what is the plan of their church in the next 1 year.
But whatever member is plan, they can say, I don't know what the church.
Not even 1 year, even 1 week.
Well, then we can offer this, you know, I'm going to start at group school.
Because you may not be able to accomplish the vision of the God that God has put in your life. But because you have shared to the people around you, they will accomplish it even when you are born.
You know, come on, and you're not going to do it. But as long as it's all in the world.
How about Luke chapter 2, verse 3, but the Bible says the vision may tarry.
How about the vision may tarry?
It may delay.
But you don't want to
come
in the
nature. It may come late.
But
the Bible says it will come to pass. So great in the doings of the work of God, and for example, he begins to do so much in the kingdom of God. Whenever you see that person doing the work of God, you feel proud of that. Whenever Jesus is in heaven and see you healing the sick, and casting out demons, and preaching the gospel, he's proud of you because he can see the DNA of himself in you. And the more you do wonders and miracles, it does not make the kingdom of God weaker. It makes the kingdom of God. Because we are building and empowering what God has already
done.
Praise the name of God.
Yes,
number 5. Offer training opportunities to the people that you are empowering.
Spend
time on them, Allow them to do what you do. Prepare a meeting for them.
And
give them the opportunity to
do it.
Allow them to do half of their mistakes. Some of them look them in public. And always call them aside. And tell them if you have done this and that,
it
could be a better result.
I
said on Tuesday that today's church we are dealing with the people that do research even when you preach.
Some of them, when
you give the title of what you're talking about, they are already
searched. But they put a white title is what they have
already walked afar. If you don't study, and give them an opportunity. I was talking the other time in our church concerning, I was talking to the youth of the church. And I told them in our days, when we were youth, sex could not be discussed in the church or in public. It was a taboo, it was evil, it was abomination. But I told them in this generation, if you don't talk about that in church, tell them the importance and the danger of it publicly. There is a free teacher who is called YouTube. If you want to search anything in the world, just go to YouTube and tell the YouTube what you want. If you want to learn how to edit a video, go to YouTube. I've seen there is another event, there is another app that is saying, it's called How to Make the Sermons. And they raise the pictures, they don't need the Bible. They just want to go to internet, search the sermon, and it gives you the Bible verses and all those. You may get powerful points. But if they are not influenced by the Holy Spirit, they will be powerful points, but weak
someone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So offer training and training opportunities.
But
number 6. Open your communication channel.
Manga ukaliani na mukani ha.
Communicate to them openly.
Kaliani na mukani please, man. Mukani please.
Let them know what you are doing.
Ena matengi resilience one pass.
Let them know what is your plan.
Ena matengi resilience two.
Let them understand what is your vision.
Ena matengi hoko resilience ba mo.
At the same time,
mukani mwega.
Take time to understand what is in their mind.
What
are you planning?
This is my planning.
What do you want to become in the next 5 years? What is your 2024 resolution? What are you trusting God for? What are you living God for? What do you want God to do for you? If you have a church today, what type of church would you want to have? Open that channel. Open the communication with them. Get to understand them. Let them also get to understand you. Because you cannot empower somebody you don't know. And they cannot be empowered by you if they don't know you. It is very important. The Bible says that Jesus would spend with congregation there.
If
the congregation is God, Jesus would spend time in the tomb.
Yes,
and seeking to break his body.
Now,
to break his mind. Jesus would tell them.
One
day the Son of Man would be lifted up.
From
this earth, and all men will know all men to himself.
Jesus
could tell them when the seed fall on the ground. When the seed falls on the ground. And doesn't die. Jesus is talking about his death.
Yes, that
means he could not have spoken out
there. But he could
spend
time breaking
his heart.
Breaking
his mind. Share with them. For example, if I call one of the Judea members here, and you ask that person, what is the vision of social ministry? In the next 10 years, they know. I share with them openly. Because even when I will not be there tomorrow, they can be able to pack up from where I
saw.
And move it to the next level. Because I I don't fear that they can take my ministry, but I love when they pick it. Because I know I am strong.
No one can do it.
I know that my ministry is becoming strong. Even when there is a wind that storms,
the
ministry will still stand. Because I have empowered. Number seven.
Yes.
Be grateful and share that.
But when come on, I talk about the church.
That little thing they do. That small thing they do.
You need to be this now.
Be grateful.
Appreciate
them.
Encourage
them. Tell them you have done well.
You
know, sometimes in the church there are people that I encourage them.
When you
are not blessed, I know
that.
I don't want to kill the self-esteem of that person. I encourage that person. I tell her you've done well. That power that someone
was
strong. You have preached
over
it. Oh, you have done it well. I have encouraged that person. So the next time he starts to teach, he has the full confidence. You know, there is a time when we started social ministries.
When you asked us what I mean, social ministries,
we had one of the leaders in the church. One of the men I started with the ministry. Mama Grace knows him because he was there at that time.
My Grace was my young arm.
So every time I preach, he was always made sure that he sits on the front seat.
When he asked me, he put a little bit of a mask.
And he was looking at my eyes.
I think that I'm going to look at this and put a white
person.
But this is young, healthy
man. Not scaring
you. You got a kind of woman here.
And after Sunday service,
is in the hour again.
Text message.
And they are missing the person.
And it was so intimidating.
And one day I said,
since then, I'll
give you a revival
meeting.
So I planned a 3 days revival meeting. And I did the flyer and I advertised that meeting to my friends and many people came for that.
Now on the poster, now I'm going to meet together.
And I put his name on the poster. And I told him you are a guest speaker the next 3 days. So you will do on Friday, you will do on Saturday, you will do on Sunday service, you will do climax on the Sunday.
And he told me,
you preach. And on Friday he came and he preached 15 minutes powerful sermon. The second day on Friday,
he
preached for 10 minutes and then he didn't have something
else. Well, we got to be able to be away. As the ambassador,
he wasn't grateful for what I'm doing. I might have not done the way he wanted things to be done. But that should not scare me or scare you to empower somebody else. Do you know the strongest preacher we have ever seen in the
pulpit?
They can tell you the
past.
The experiences from the very first
year.
If you ask apostle the very first time
he
was given a
microphone
to preach.
That's why the Roman
Roman
of Islam
was shaking.
And I'm
going to
he was nervous.
But because of somebody was empowering him. Today he cannot feel the same. You see that girl sitting behind
there?
She could, that kid, she could not even be able to testify before one or two people. And one of the Lord spoke to me and God said, this woman, she's a good
preacher.
And I called Pastor
Academy
in my office. Did I call him? Do I fear because Pastor Karen is a very good preacher than I? Do I fear because she's preaching so well than I? Do I fear because I have other ministers preaching so well than I? I don't fear because I know my ministry is strong. Even when God calls me and says, go to Nairobi Capital Center and stand on Sunday service, I have no fear. India time is moving because I have a life that is doing better than I. Assist them, watch them, and lead them. That is very powerful. Model them.
Work them out through teaching. When you have the leaders, when you have a prayer night, invite them for that prayer. Pray with them. When you have the Bible study, do with them.
When
the
Bible study,
when you are, you have a training, be with them.
When
you
train, you know.
And then assist them. Help them to become. Then, after assisting them,
now
put them to work. And don't walk away. Stand aside and watch them. And then, finally now, leave them to do it by themselves. I got this quote from John Maxwell. A quote from John Maxwell.
But he asked John Maxwell, as I know.
He said, empowering is the act of giving. Your power to another. So he or she can serve effectively. Empowering, it is giving your power, it is giving part of you to another person. So he or she can serve effectively. So are you empowering somebody in your church? Are you breaking yourself to that other? Are you infecting them with your DNA? Because if you don't do that, I want to assure you, once you are out of this world,
Jesus,
the 12 begin to multiply. We can see that their first crusade had 3,000 converts. They discipled them. And after that, we begin to see powerful people coming out. We see Paul. We see Timothy. We see Titus. We see a great generation that is coming out of them. And today the church has grown. The effect of 2024 years ago, we can feel it today like it happened yesterday. One person empowered 12 empowered other generation. The generation keep going. When you look at the land,
you want to go back to the land.
The rabbit did buy a property.
Yes, I'm a good one. That's
this. So after that day, it stays for another that day before the
city. But in the last day, I'm not who is the guy.
So in 1 year, the rabbit came back 6 times. So now, for example, if it gives 10, 10, 10.
How many?
Two and a half years. Before another baby comes. So in 10 years, it will have like 3 babies.
Alright?
So and 60.
God.
1 year. 6 times,
how many babies? 6 times, how many?
600.
When
that baby is born, after 3 months, it is going to become a man. So now those, that 1 year.
And 60
times another 600
can be 10. Yes. What is it now? It's 600
now. Perhaps that it gives
and 60 babies.
That
is generation number one. Now, these 60 babies,
60 babies,
in another 1 year, every baby has a generation of 60.
But the baby, I mean, Mule Kuruan, they will not come. But I mean, 60 babies. What is 7,600? Are you
understanding? That is generation one.
Generation one. What about
elephant?
Is he
waiting?
Yes, he is.
So when you go to next year, they will have like 100 times of what they have. Still elephant?
That's not a one that is a mega food.
An elephant?
It is a food?
It is a generation that has not been had. But the more you empower people, you become strong and you become a big. My prayer to you today, may the Lord give you the anointing of a rabbit. That in 1 year, you will have enough pastors in your church. You will have enough evangelists in your church. You will have enough prophets in your church. And you will be ready to commission them to go and do the next assignment in the next city, in the next village, in the next town. Lift up your hands and tell the Lord, empower me, Lord. Give me the anointing to multiply. Jesus' generation started with one son. And the Bible says, in him I am at peace. But Jesus never stood in that controlled soul. The Bible says he started empowering. And at the end of his ministry, he has already empowered 12 people. When he left, the 12 started empowering other people. Today, we have 7 billion of Christians in the world. And the number is growing every day, every morning, every hour. Tell the Lord to help me this morning. That you may destroy that spirit of fear, that spirit of selfishness, that spirit of numbers, that somebody is going to take my ministry. Tell the Lord to help you, that you may overcome that evil voice from the devil, that somebody, if you empower somebody, is going to take your ministry. So that you can rise up as an army. Lift up your voice and pray for one woman. Tell the Lord to help you. Cry out to the Lord and tell the Lord, I need that anointing. Anointing to make disciples. Anointing to multiply. Anointing to make them become. Anointed to build them. Anointed to observe them to do what you are going to teach me. Father, help me in the name of Jesus. I know in the past I've not done it well. But Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that in this season and the season to come, that I may do better than I've done before. In the name of Jesus, that I may do it better. I may be able to help young people. I may be able to help old people. I may be able to help women ministry. I may be able to empower men ministry in my church to edify the body of Christ. Jesus never feared the apostles. But the Bible says he made them to become. He made them to become. And after many years of the ministry of Jesus, we can see a powerful church that is walking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost will come upon you,
You shall receive power. And you shall be my witness. You shall empower other people. In Jerusalem. In Judea. In Samaria. And all parts of the world. I pray to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit empower you. So that you can become a force to empower other people. You can become a system. You can become a system to generate other systems in your lineage and in your generation in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. In the name of Jesus.